Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media.
You are fake news.
A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local now for a Monday brand new week. We get so excited. We've got the best of the Sunday shows. That is a given. Plus a few extra little, shall we say, nuggets.
Oh, got it. Monday.
Yeah. Victor Jakes will join us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, will join us just after 10 o'clock. And I'm very excited because Jared Fisher is going to be in studio. He is the former candidate for governor. He is a small business guy, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures.
God,
and other.
God, he is fabulous.
Isn't he, though? Isn't he, though? So Jared Fisher will join us in studio just after 11 o'clock. I discovered over the weekend, and actually our crack staff, including Wyatt Cox, discovered over, the kids get so excited even on a Monday. They're hard to hold down. We discovered one of the strategies that the president is going to use in the 2020 reelect campaign. Now, if you watch cable news, all you see is impeachment, impeachment, impeachment inquiry, impeachment. I know. But the one thing we have discovered is that the president has a strategy that is going to be, I guess, in keeping with his previous strategy of essentially going around the fake news media, just bypassing them. Totally. And going directly to the people. He has done this countless times with his rallies, where tens of thousands of people inside, tens of thousands outside, get to see the president unfiltered. And that is what happened over the weekend as the White House and the 2020 reelect released a new YouTube video. He's going directly to YouTube, bypassing, you know, Margaret Brennan or Rachel Maddow or any. And it's a smart strategy. This is the latest from the White House. This came out over the weekend.
What's going on now is the single greatest scam in the history of American politics. The Democrats want to take away your guns. They want to take away your health care. They want to take away your vote. They want to take away your freedom. They want to take away your judges. They want to take away everything. We can never let this happen. We're fighting to drain the swamp, and that's exactly what I'm doing. And you see why we have to do it. Because our country is at stake like never before. It's all very simple. They're trying to stop me because I'm fighting for you. And I'll never let that happen.
Good. God, he is fabulous.
Now, by the way, you want to talk about something that's inexpensive to do. That cost nothing to do. Staffers obviously ran the teleprompter for him. They stepped outside onto the White House grounds and shot this. And it was just the president talking to America. Unfiltered by Jim Acosta or anyone else. Now, the Sunday shows were full of, full of anger, intensity. For instance, Lindsey Graham, a seemingly harmless interview with Margaret Brennan on Face the Nation, got a little bit irate. And I want you to hear Lindsey Graham. This was Lindsey Graham yesterday on CBS Face the Nation. Here it is.
You wanted the president to release this partial call record.
I did.
But you're saying this is hearsay. The complaint on a number of fronts is matched by the call record.
The transcript and the complaint are not matched.
The reference to the DNC server.
Please let me talk.
Will you do a favor? I'm laying out the facts here.
No, you're not.
The repeated reference to Joe Biden.
Here's the point.
The fact that the attorney general was brought up.
You know, you've got an opinion. I got an opinion. You got me on the show. Tell me what I think. I think Mueller did a good job for the country and there was nothing there. I think this whole thing is a sham. I can't believe we're talking about impeaching the president based on an accusation based on hearsay. Who is this whistleblower? What bias do they have? Why did they pick this whistleblower to tell a hearsay story? The transcript does not match the complaint. What's going on here? Why did they change the rules about a whistleblower? You can use hearsay when you could not just weeks before the complaint. So I think this thing stinks. And let me tell you about Republicans. You want to know about Republicans? Republicans believe that you're guilty just by the accusation. If you're Brett Kavanaugh, it doesn't matter. They don't tell you when it happened and where it happened. It just happened 30 years ago. If you're Donald Trump, you don't get to confront your accuser like every other American. Republicans believe this president's being persecuted. They don't love Donald Trump and the way he does business. They like what he does, but they believe he's being persecuted. They believe that everybody's out to get him. And I believe as to this complaint, it smells.
So the acting director of National Intelligence, who was put in that job by the Trump administration, said he believed that the whistleblower was acting in good faith.
No, he did not. He said they couldn't question his motives, but he didn't know if it's true or not. So Adam Schiff read the transcript in a way that everybody would believe that Trump's guilty. The DNI did not say he could confirm this.
No.
He didn't know, he didn't have any reason to believe the whistleblower is doing anything wrong. What I want to know, who told the whistleblower about the transcript? Who told the whistleblower about a phone call between the President of the United States and a foreign leader? This is the third time a phone call has been compromised. I've read the transcript. I'm fine with it, but I'm not fine with this president being impeached based on hearsay. Every American should be able to confront their accuser, including Donald Trump.
The whistleblower here says that multiple White House officials conveyed this to him and that
the
pattern was laid out.
To
move on to another point.
Wait a minute. Let's stop right there. The whistleblower says, I have no direct knowledge. Multiple White House officials told me this.
Yes.
They tell me about a phone call. There's a disconnect. Who are these people and what are they up to?
I say this calls for action and now nip it in the bud.
I'm with you. Let's find out who these people who are sliding information to the whistleblower. You know, I'm not as concerned about who the whistleblower is, he or she, as I am who it is that is funneling information surreptitiously to the whistleblower. That's what I worry about. Hey, you know, for years, I have been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of real water. I also love the convenience and the cost savings of their home delivery service. I just got a delivery a couple of weeks ago. I'll get another one probably this week. Well, Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Try it with your coffee, your tea, or your juice. To learn more, just go to KevinWallRadio.com. That's my website. That's KevinWallRadio.com. Click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now you can get Real Water anytime, any place on the go. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back. We'll get to more of what happened on the Sunday shows. And we'll give you the other side. You've heard from the president. You've heard from Lindsey Graham. We'll let you hear from the other side. Adam Schiff, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. He is just a weasel of the first order. He really honestly is. We'll get to that and more coming up live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Folks, some of you have asked me, what's in the MyPillow radio listener specials over at MyPillow.com? Well, let me tell you. Buy one, get one free MyPillow premium pillows. The Giza Dreams bed sheets. You can save 30% and get free shipping. And, of course, I have both of those on my bed. Both the Giza Dreams sheets and the MyPillow premium pillows. Mattress toppers. Save 30%. If you travel a lot, here's something for you. Roll and go anywhere MyPillows. Buy one, get one free. Body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need a MyPillow body pillow. If you've got an older pet that you dearly love, dog beds as low as $19.99. Stadium cushions, perfect time of the year for that, with football kicking up. All these are specials along with the regular warranties. Go to MyPillow.com, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mike Lindell loves you.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. EscapeAdventures.com.
Listening to
It's a well-known fact and a well-hidden secret that radio reaches more consumers and, more importantly, more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business like Sahara Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, and Taco Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875, 775-293-1875, or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. You have nothing to lose but a little bit of time.
Radio gets results.
Radio.
Radio gets results. That's radio.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Nevada Talk Net. Or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Woo!
So good to have you with us. It is Monday. It is Live and Local Now, this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable healthcare option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out at 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. By the way, am I right on this? We're coming up on Obamacare open enrollment and all of that. Think about it. Check it out. 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. MyPillow.com. I told you we'd give you the other side of the story. Adam Schiff is the chair of the House Intelligence Committee. He was on with George Stephanopoulos. This is his reaction to all of the comings and goings relative to the whistleblower and the White House approach to it, members of Congress weighing in on it. This was Adam Schiff yesterday on This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
You just heard Rudy Giuliani say you are not a fair chair of this committee. It is difficult for him to cooperate. At one point he said he would not cooperate as long as you are the chair. Your response?
Well, he seems to think that that I'm the judge and jury here. My role is to do the investigation. My role is to make sure that the facts come out. If it were to lead to an impeachment, and I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, it'll be the Senate that makes the determination about whether the president's conduct should result in his removal from office. But yes, I intend to hold the president accountable, and I intend to do a thorough investigation. And what we have seen already is damning, because what we have seen in that call record is a president of the United States use the full weight of his office with a country beholden to America for its defense, even as Russian troops occupy part of its land. And the president used that opportunity to try to coerce that leader to manufacture dirt on his opponent and interfere in our election. It's hard to imagine a series of facts more damning than that. And so, yes, we're going to get to the bottom of it.
Let me stop you right there, because you're already hearing some of the president's defenders, even those who some who say the call was not appropriate, suggest that in the absence of an explicit quid pro quo, some kind of statement from the president or document that says we are withholding the aid until you do that investigation, that is what is necessary to pursue impeachment, that kind of an explicit quid pro quo. What's your response to that?
Well, that's nonsense. It is illegal, improper, a violation of oath, a violation of his duty to defend our elections and our Constitution for the president to merely ask for foreign interference in our election. That is enough that the president said, I want you to do us a favor. And though, he added, immediately after the Ukraine president talked about the need to get more javelins, more weapons to defend against Russia. So we don't have to show a quid pro quo, although this conversation comes awfully close. But here, you have the added fact that this conversation takes place at a time when the president is withholding hundreds of millions of dollars in assistance to Ukraine. Well, the Ukrainian people and their president are not stupid, and neither are the American people. And they can see and understand and appreciate a shakedown when they see it going on, and that's exactly what this was.
The whistleblower's complaint also mentions Mayor Giuliani and his efforts several times, more than two dozen times in the complaint. Do you need to call Rudy Giuliani as a witness?
We'll make that decision down the road after we determine all the facts that he was involved in terms of his efforts that I think were a foundation to that phone call. It certainly seemed that the Ukraine president understood before the call what was going to be asked of him. So we want to flesh out the facts, then we'll make a determination about whether it would be productive to bring in a witness like Rudy Giuliani.
He makes an interesting point. Here's another.
Shut up!
No, he mentioned Rudy Giuliani, so let's go to Rudy Giuliani, the president's attorney. This is cut two, and this was with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures, justifying his involvement in that Biden investigation in Ukraine. This is Rudy Giuliani with Maria Bartiromo. Here it is.
It was in bad form for the president to ask another leader of a country.
It was in bad form to ask the leader of another country to investigate a vice president of the United States.
Who is his opponent politically?
Okay, that, you say that. He's also someone who looks like he may have sold his office in the Ukraine, disgraced the United States, made it impossible for us to combat corruption in the United States. How could Obama have ever sent Biden there to say he's going to take on corruption in Ukraine when his son is working for one of the most crooked oligarchs in Ukraine? And doesn't that hurt the relations between the United States and Ukraine? I can't help it if Biden will be a candidate for president someday. That doesn't give him immunity for being investigated.
There are people on the Republican side as well who are saying,
Republican.
You know what? Here is one right here. When you've got Senator John Kennedy, I wish he would shut the heck up. There are people even on the Republican side who are saying Rudy is coming out and putting all of this information out there and rambling interviews and making the president, putting him in a bad spot. Pompeo is upset with you, apparently. A.G. Barr said, I should not be lumped into the same situation as the president's personal lawyer. I am the attorney general. Is that what's happening? Is there a blurring of lines here?
No, there isn't a blurring of lines here. I'm representing the president, and I am bringing out facts that the swamp wants to cover up. I knew the moment Biden was mentioned that it would be more difficult to do this because we'd all circle the wagons and try to protect him. The reality is, if the president of the United States hadn't asked for an investigation of this, he would not be doing his job under Article 2, Section 3 of the Constitution. Just because Joe Biden is a protected Washington creature does not mean that these serious allegations of a pay-for-play pattern, $8 million to his son from Ukraine, when he's supposed to be straightening out corruption in Ukraine, $1.5 billion from China, when he's supposed to be dealing with the Sakhalin Islands and tariffs. These are things that relate to the foreign policy of the United States. They relate to the credibility of the United States. And you don't get away with doing this just because you're a candidate for president.
Nip it in the bud.
I just love that. Maria Bartiromo going at it with Rudy Giuliani. Coming up, more from the Sunday shows. It's like herding a bunch of cats is what it is. We'll let you hear from Jim Jordan. He was on with Jake Tapper. Because this is something we have not really talked about. We are giving credence to somebody, him or her, that we're calling a whistleblower, but we don't know who that whistleblower is. We don't know about his or her credibility. We don't know the credibility of the people who are feeding information to the so-called whistleblower. Oh, and by the way, the whistleblower does have a political axe to grind. We'll talk about that. Stick around. We got a whole bunch to do as we continue. It is Monday, the last day of September. I can't believe it. We've already rolled through September. October is just around the corner, folks, like as in tomorrow. We'll get to that and more coming up live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Hey, it's me. You know, your tummy. Sorry to interrupt your listening pleasure, but I've been trying to get your attention for the past half hour. I am hungry. Let's go to Taco Time. They got a sweet pork recipe to die for. Tender pork carnitas slow roasted to juicy perfection in a sweet pork burrito or a sweet pork bowl. Sweet, right? So what you say? Can we go? Huh? Can we?
Listen to your tummy. Get a sweet pork burrito or a sweet pork bowl at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. is imposing new sanctions on Russia over interference in the 2018 midterm elections. A statement from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo saying that 4 Russian entities and 7 individuals are being targeted, including a Russian oligarch. Pompeo says the U.S., quote, will not tolerate foreign interference in elections. Presidential son Eric Trump says since an impeachment inquiry was launched against his dad a few days ago, his dad's been doing pretty well in the fundraising department.
In the first 72 hours since the impeachment came up, my father raised $15 million in small dollar donations, 50,000 new donors who had never donated to a political campaign ever before. I mean, people are rallying behind this. They see it for what it is.
The younger Trump speaking there on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Even a wreck can't stop NASCAR's most popular driver. This is the Monday Morning Race Recap, presented by Skechers. Make yourself comfortable in Skechers.
Do you need a work shoe that looks so good you can wear it straight from the job out to dinner? Then look no further than Skechers Safety Toe Work Shoes. Skechers work shoes come in a variety of great styles that look just as good on the job as off. Plus, they're super comfortable with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. They feel as good as opening your paycheck after a hefty week of overtime. And speaking of your paycheck, Skechers Safety Toe Work Shoes won't break the bank. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Chase Elliott overcame a nose-first crash on a restart while leading to win the Bank of America Roval 400 at Charlotte Sunday in a playoff elimination race.
I didn't know how bad it was, you know, obviously, and I pretty well thought I kind of pissed it away and just couldn't believe I did something so stupid, you know. I don't know that you could do something any more stupid than that, leading this race and as fast as we were, so... Just a lot of fight in our guys to get our car fixed the right way. And there's a lot of times you have damage and you can make it worse. And our guys did a good job of fixing it the right way. You know, got the cautions to fall at the right time, had good restarts at the right time, and was able to somehow come back and finish it off. I'm as wild as anybody.
Teammate Alex Bowman rallied for a second place finish to make round two. Kevin Harvick, Clint Bowyer, and Brad Keselowski rounded out the top five. Ryan Newman, Eric Almirola, Kurt Busch, and Eric Jones were eliminated from playoff contention. Up next, Dover on Sunday. That's the Monday Morning Race Recap presented by Skechers. I'm Woody Kane on the Motor Racing Network.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
15 seconds till showtime.
So I say to him, hey, I don't think the joke is funny, but I'll do it. You know why? Because I'm a professional. Know what he tells me?
Know what?
He says, I don't know funny.
5 seconds.
Hey, you're funny. Funny looking.
Hey.
So good to have you with us. It is Live and Local Now. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Escape Adventures. No matter where you live across the state of Nevada, if you and your family are looking for an extended outdoor experience, then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher, he'll be with us just after 11 o'clock. And the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, or your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. I promised I'd let you hear from Jim Jordan, and I will, but I wanted to get this in. I wanted to make sure because it runs just a tad long. But I told you how, for some unexplained reason, I know it's not a full moon, But for some unexplained reason, there was an intensity in the Sunday chat shows that we normally don't see. People were trying to talk over each other. They were a little snippy. Yeah, a little bit of that, too. Here's Steve Scalise, the minority whip in the House of Representatives, and a tense interview with Chuck Todd on NBC's Meet the Press with the subject, the whistleblower case. Here is Steve Scalise and Chuck Todd.
All of this stuff with this whistleblower report, there were a lot of things, if you read the whistleblower report, that are concerning in terms of allegations that were very partisan. In fact, the Justice Department or the Inspector General determined that the whistleblower does have a political bias. Let him go forward and make accusations.
Right.
But a lot of these accusations have turned out to not be true.
You, every time I've asked you whether you have been, if you're concerned about the actions the president took, you've avoided answering the specific question and instead focused on something else. You seem to be uncomfortable defending. Let me put it this way. You seem uncomfortable defending the president's actions.
Please don't put words in my mouth.
Okay, I'll let you finish, but let me finish my statement here.
I think, well, you've made a lot of statements and accusations that aren't true, Chuck. President Trump was looking into the 2016 collusion and interference that Russia had when Barack Obama was president. And we all know that happened under Barack Obama's watch. Y'all have tried to tie it to Trump, and Trump continues to look into it. I'm glad Trump continues to look into the interference that Russia tried to do.
So you endorse this private investigation. Don't go through the FBI. Go to a foreign government.
This isn't a private investigation.
What is Rudy Giuliani doing?
This is not.
What is it?
Again, you can talk about Rudy separately. There is no private investigation. There's been a public government investigation into the collusion that Russia had trying to interfere with our elections. We still haven't gotten to the bottom of it. There's still a lot of serious questions that need to be answered so it doesn't happen again. And President Trump's continued to be aggressive, not only at that, but pushing back against Russia in many other ways. I mentioned the Javelin missiles. It's President Trump who sold the Javelin missiles to Ukraine so that they can bust those Russian tanks.
Right.
Obama didn't do that, by the way.
After reading that detailed note, don't call it a transcript, you are comfortable that the president is mixing, he appears to be mixing politics and government policy. Does he not? Do you not see that in there?
That is, Russian interference with our election, it might be politics
and
because
Joe Biden,
it was the 2016 election,
bizarre,
but it was
Joe
a foreign
Biden,
government trying to interfere with our election.
He's trafficking in a conspiracy theory. Yes, and in fact, he's saying it's not. He seems to be doing a Russian propaganda thing with saying it's the Ukraine's with the server with the candlestick or something.
It sounds like you're reading a lot of these Democrat talking points. The people that have been saying for years that the president was involved in all these other things, and then none of it turned out to be true. The Mueller investigation was their ticket to impeachment. Shouldn't, by the way, Chuck, shouldn't they first have voted to start an impeachment inquiry, which has always happened? This is only three times in the history of our country that Congress has moved articles of impeachment. And that they wouldn't even do that. It's like they're trying to shield their members from voting on this while they continue to go down the drumbeat of impeachment. Because as the author of impeachment article said, he's concerned that the president will get reelected. That's not why you impeach a president. We've got an election next year to deal with that.
Yep. That's exactly right. Now, one of the things that we haven't really covered, and it's been essentially assumed, and that is that the whistleblower, he or she, the credibility that they bring to this controversy. Jim Jordan is he's an Ohio congressman. He is on the House Oversight Committee. He's the ranking member on that committee, not the Intelligence Committee. But he talked with Jake Tapper yesterday. And one of the things they talked about was the credibility of the whistleblower. Who are they?
You said that he was a bureaucrat who hated the president or disliked the president, biased against the president. There is no evidence of that. Let me read from the Inspector General's report. It says, although The ICIG, that's the Intelligence Committee Inspector General's preliminary review, identified some indicia of an arguable political bias on the part of the complainant in favor of a rival political candidate. Such evidence did not change my determination that the complaint related to the urgent concern appears credible. So first of all, that could mean that he interned for John McCain 20 years ago. We have no idea what it means. Second of all, he says in that same sentence that it did not change his determination that the complaint is credible. That's a Trump appointee saying that.
Two things you look at. Our committee, I'm on the oversight committee. We probably deal with more whistleblowers than any committee in Congress. Two things you look at to determine the credibility of a so-called whistleblower when they're coming forward. First, did they have firsthand knowledge? And second, what is their motivation? Was there some kind of bias? This individual has problems on both of those counts. He had no firsthand knowledge. He heard something from someone who may have heard something from someone.
No. His sources were firsthand sources.
So he has no firsthand knowledge. And second, he has a political bias. That should tell us something about this guy who came forward with this claim. And now the Democrats are saying, because of this whistleblower, we're going to impeach the president. I say look at the transcript, and the transcript gives you no reason to impeach this president. Well, overturn an election where the people spoke, I think, loud and clear.
I can't get enough of Jim Jordan. In fact, let's go to cut five real quick. See if we can squeeze this in before the break. This is Jim Jordan again with Jake Tapper. He is the ranking member on the Oversight Committee. And he disagrees with Mitt Romney and Mark Amadei and others on this Ukraine phone call thing. Listen to Jim Jordan.
This remains deeply troubling, and we'll see where it leads, but the first reaction is troubling.
There's a lot of disturbing allegations.
Right? I want to say to the president, this is not okay. It isn't, that conversation is not okay.
That's your fellow Ohio Republican Mike Turner there. The list goes on. Republican Senator Ben Sass called it very troubling. Republican Governors Phil Scott and Charlie Baker support the impeachment inquiry. Do you have any problem with a U.S. president asking a foreign power to work with his personal attorney and the U.S. attorney to, quote, look into his political rival?
A couple of things. I don't have any problem with the call. We've now seen the transcript. The president of Ukraine said that there was no pressure. He was not pushed. Look, if Democrats want to impeach because Rudy Giuliani talked to a couple of Ukrainians, good luck with that. I don't think the American people think that's the appropriate course of action. I think they see this for what it is. This is just one of the many and unending attacks the Democrats have leveled against this president. The Democrats just put us through 3 years of this phony Russia collusion investigation. And now on the heels of that, they come right back with this. We've all seen the transcript. There's nothing there. So I respectfully disagree with my colleagues who think that there needs to be a further inquiry here.
We will get to, coming up in our next quarter hour, we're going to get to Robert De Niro. He dropped not one, but two F-bombs yesterday on CNN.
No, God! No, yeah. God, please, no!
We're going to have to do it. Wow. I'm sorry, but we are going to have to do it. Robert De Niro. Also, we're going to get to this thing of Mark Amadei. What in God's name was he up to in that 40-minute newser, that news conference that he did around the state? We'll talk about that and more coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. The program live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook. And its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775 229 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. 800-712-8087. That's 800-712-8087.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley, on 101.1 FM, KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
With the lights out, less dangerous, here we are now. Entertain us, I feel stupid, contagious, here we are now. Entertain us, I'm a lotto, and I'll find a...
By the way, if you're wondering what Democrats in control of the House of Representatives are doing, House Democrats last Thursday, before they got out of town, voted to fast-track an electronic medical record system that would serve illegal immigrants, something America's veterans have been seeking for years. They don't have it yet. The House passed the bill on a largely party-line vote, 230 to 184. And that's according to American Military News. Only two Republican congressmen supported the bill, Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania, Fred Upton of Michigan. Now what is weird is the Democrat proposal would require that the Department of Homeland Security and U.S. Customs and Border Patrol create an electronic health record system for illegal. The bill gives the DHS 90 days after the bill receives final approval. It will never receive final approval to get the job done. In contrast, the Veterans Administration has been working for years unsuccessfully to implement an EHR system for veterans. So let me get this straight. In 90 days, we're going to have this for illegals, but not necessarily for veterans. Does that make sense to you? It does not make sense to me. Robert De Niro, we all recall the video at a fundraiser or an awards ceremony, I forget which it was, where he dropped an F-bomb on the President of the United States. Well, he's at it again. And in fact, Robert De Niro, a great actor, by the way, just so you know, he is a great actor, but his politics are all screwed up. He dropped two F-bombs yesterday on a Sunday show. You rarely see even one. But in this particular case, there were two. We edited around the two F-bombs, I hope. Do we have a dump system? Is the dump system ready to go? Okay, good. Just in case I missed it. Well, I might have. I did it in a hurry last night. Oh, no. Oh, is it possible? Maybe I should let you play it in queue and just... Yeah, right. Here's Robert De Niro. In fact, I'll tell you what. Here is Robert De Niro with Brian Stelter calling Trump crazy and unfit for office. I believe I edited around the F-bombs, but here is Robert De Niro with Brian Stelter on CNN.
You've been calling for the president to be impeached. Are you satisfied with what the Democrats are now doing?
Yeah, I think they have no choice but to have an impeachment inquiry. It has to happen. I mean, there's no way around it.
Do you think the president should resign? Because I this morning in the Connecticut Post, which is one of the biggest papers in the state of Connecticut, I believe this is the first major paper to call for him to step down. That would be quite a dramatic development.
I don't think he's capable of resigning. Bill Maher a couple of weeks ago said that it's going to be difficult getting him out of the White House, especially if he wins marginally, if he loses marginally.
Do you have that fear as well, that he wouldn't leave?
Yeah, he'll say it's rigged or this or that. He'll find this guy has done everything possible, much worse than I ever thought, ever. Mm-hmm. The day after he was elected, I said, well, you know, give him a chance. You never know, you'll see. But he's worse than I ever could have imagined.
Mm. And what is at the heart of that? What is the primary critique or complaint or objection?
I don't know. I think he's crazy in a way. Part of him is just crazy. And Ruddy, who was just on, apologizing for him is disgraceful. I mean, if it wasn't for you, CNN, MSNBC, and some other outlets, the New York Times, the Washington Post, where are we? This is a crazy world. What is going on? This guy is crazy. We've got to get him out.
When you say crazy, do you mean in a medical sense? Because that gets criticized pretty quickly.
Possibly medically, too. I'm starting to think. I didn't think that before, but now I actually... when I saw him out in front of the helicopter waiting to go somewhere and talking endlessly and sweating and not even... I said, this guy, he's not even aware of what he's... He should at least ask somebody for a handkerchief or something and dry himself off. There's just something very strange about that.
I wonder, as an actor, do you ever look at the president and think he's performing, like he's playing or an act or something?
In some ways, I think he is, but I think that it's, as I think some of these other pundits on Fox are too, because I can't believe that they would actually buy into this craziness.
Hmm.
This guy should not be president, period.
You know, nothing grinds my gears worse than some chowderhead who doesn't know when to keep his big trap shut.
Well, as long as we're talking about those kind of people, let's go to cut eight. Let's go to cut eight, because this is another one of those kind of people. Adam Schiff was on with George Stephanopoulos with breaking news, by the way, that we will apparently hear from the so-called Ukraine whistleblower. Listen to this.
This whistleblower showed a lot of guts to come forward. And the fact that what the whistleblower related came from third parties doesn't make it less credible when that information is borne out. And here, what the whistleblower reported about the president's communications with President Zelensky turned out to be right on the mark. What they communicated about withholding of funds turned out to be right on the mark. And what the whistleblower communicated about sequestering these conversations or this conversation in a place it didn't belong, this covert action classified file, turns out to be exactly right. So this witness blower has already been substantially corroborated, which suggests that other information that he or she provided in that complaint likewise may be subject to corroboration. So do not dismiss both the professionalism of this whistleblower, and this is what we'd expect of someone who comes out of the intelligence community.
Have you reached an agreement yet with the whistleblower and his or her attorneys about coming before the committee and providing the information firsthand?
Yes, we have. And as Director McGuire promised during the hearing, that whistleblower will be allowed to come in and come in without a minder from the Justice Department or from the White House to tell the whistleblower what they can and cannot say. We'll get the unfiltered testimony of that whistleblower. Now, we are taking all the precautions we can to make sure that we do so. We allow that testimony to go forward in a way that protects the whistleblower's identity, because as you can imagine, with the president issuing threats like we ought to treat these people who expose my wrongdoing as we used to treat traitors and spies, and we used to execute traitors and spies, you can imagine the security concerns here.
So when do you expect to hear from the whistleblower?
Very soon. It will depend probably more on how quickly the Director of National Intelligence can complete the security clearance process for the whistleblower's lawyers. But we're ready to hear from the whistleblower as soon as that is done. And we'll keep obviously riding shotgun to make sure that the acting director doesn't delay in that clearance process.
There you have it. The pencil neck geek, better known as Adam Schiff.
Gritty, scum sucking, pencil neck geek.
I just love that. Wow. Be listening later in the show, because I will replay that Trump YouTube video, which I think it's a novel idea of essentially going to YouTube and the White House YouTube channel to, you can produce a video for about, I don't know, $20, if that. Yeah. That's the new strategy.
Complete control with just the flick of a switch.
There you go. It's so easy. Coming up, we'll be joined by Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. What about Mark Amaday? And some comments he made late last week. Oh, and a little bit later on, a former candidate for governor, Jared Fisher, will join us in studio. It's all straight ahead. It's going to be a bumpy ride this week. We'll get it started live and local now.
You know something? This whole thing is psychological.